look at a lynx or a bobcat. They kind of look the same, but there is slight distinctions between the two. Though that example I used, they're both cats, but, I mean, look at a lion and a tiger. Huge difference. But these two cats, envy and jealousy, they're very similar. So we're going to jump into a little bit of scripture on where it actually mentions them. So, if you will, turn to Galatians chapter 5. And, of course, this section of scripture names all the bad things that you don't want, all the bad attributes, and then also lists the fruits of the Spirit. So Galatians chapter 5, looking at verse 20, is where it mentions them together. So idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, there's the one, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, and then jump into verse 21, envy. Jealousy and envy. That's where we find them right there. As we turn here, as we look at this, so Paul, like I said, he was going over the total opposites of each other, where if you continue on, it goes into the fruits of the Spirit, total opposites of each other. So the two words, envy and jealousies, we're going to look into the characteristics. So how often are these used together that we may think that they are... We may think that they're the exact same thing. But let's see here. So let's look at the Webster's Dictionary for envy. We're going to start with envy first. Go in alphabetical order. So according to Webster Dictionaries, which actually has two meanings, means a painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, by another, joined with the desire to possess that same advantage. So to simplify that, because that's kind of confusing. In other words, someone had something good happen to them, and you are so filled with resent and anger towards them that's what you want, so you're going to do whatever it takes to hurt them, whether physically, mentally. So right off the bat, it does not sound good. You want to intentionally harm that person because you want what they have. So not good. And which of the Ten Commandments does this action break? Obviously the 10th one. Thou shalt not covet. This goes against that commandment. Envy is a form or even a synonym for covetousness. And of course, if you look up all other similes, jealousy will pop in there. Jealousy. But the next meaning for this term is, this is also to do with envy, is malice, which means you, again, nice sound effect. The next meaning for malice, which, as I just said, you desire to cause pain or harm to that other person. So you can really, truly see how evil envy actually is. It's not a good thing to have at all. There's no love in it whatsoever. Now, let's investigate the biblical meaning of envy in this verse. So the Greek word originally means, you know, ill-willed, jealousy, there's that word again, spite, envy. After which, envies have to do with a meanness, holding a grudge against someone, putting someone down just to make them feel awful, and in return, making you feel better. An envious person is someone who can even enjoy watching others that enjoying other, watching others suffer. Which, again, it's a sadistic personality. It's not good. Envy, without a doubt, is an exceedingly evil sin. Nothing good could come from it. Nothing good can come from it. And, of course, the most common synonym for envy is, of course, jealousy. So let's look at that word now, jealousy. What's the difference? So jealousy, or being jealous, means an intolerance of rivalry or unfaithfulness. And I'm going, there's three meanings for it in the Webster. Second is to be hostile towards a rival or someone believed to enjoy an advantage. Or third, to be vigilant in guarding a possession. So you could see the two, they kind of sound a little bit similar. But let's jump into the biblical meaning, because it kind of, it more clearly paints the picture for us. So the Greek word used for jealousies is zelos. What does that sound like? Almost sounds like zealous, right? That's how we do get the English word, zealous. Zealous is one word you could draw from jealousy. They are actually, they are synonyms, as well as, you know, emulation and envy, all which are synonyms. But in this bit of scripture here in Galatians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, more is being talked about. Zealous in a bad or selfish way is not a godly zeal. So that you could have bad zeal. There's such a thing as bad zeal or jealousy and good jealousy or zeal. One of the best examples I could think of is, remember Paul. He was so zealous for the Pharisees and God that he started persecuting the Christians. But it was a bad zealousy that he had. God stopped him, though, and turned him around to show him the right way to be zealous. Because who wrote the most books in the New Testament? It was definitely Paul. I think Luke's a close second one to him. But Paul wrote almost all the epistles that we have in the Bible for the New Testament. So if you are jealous because of let's look at another good example. If you are jealous because you are protective of a loved one, that's not a bad thing. God himself says that he is a jealous God in Scripture, does he not? Obviously, this is the good jealousy. God will do anything to protect his children. And he's very, very jealous. And he doesn't want us worshiping other gods. It's a good jealousy because he knows if we worship other gods, it's sin, and sin leads to death. That's not what God wants for us. He does not want any to perish. So, and as I was just saying, I'm reading my notes, yeah. He's jealous or zealous because he does not want us to go astray and lead to idolatry, which has so many dangers. That sort of vigilant zeal is okay. But jealous that's caused by prideful desires of wanting to be better than others is not good. That is breaking the 10th commandment. And jealousy could then become envy. And then that's where it gets dangerous. And did not Satan not sin by these things also? Jealousy, if not controlled, will lead or become sin itself. But if used in the right way, we could use vigilant zeal to protect and guard our loved ones, both our spiritual family and physical family. And we could use that zeal to protect what we believe in. We live in a generation that's constantly and increasingly becoming more and more anti-God. I mean, look at the laws that were passed in Canada. We all just kind of wonder, when is this going to happen to the United States? We don't know. We gotta watch and be careful. So we have to remember to use godly jealousy and to keep that zeal under control, or else we may fall into another sin. So now we could get a clearer picture on what the differences between jealousy and envy is. Jealousy can be good, but it could be bad. And that's what the one here in Galatians was getting at. The bad jealousy, having zeal or jealousy get out of control, where it's now leading to sin. But envy, no good, nothing, no good could come from envy itself. That in itself is pure evil. Jealousy, there's some good in it. But envy, out of the question. That's your biggest difference right there. Plain and simple. The two evils have their variations, but they go hand in hand and are both partners in crimes, because one will lead to the other. And then, of course, it's a domino effect. Once covetousness, that's a tongue twister of words sometimes, once you break that, it's a domino effect. That might lead to theft. And then you get caught by somebody, and then you react, and that leads to murder. It's a domino effect. One sin leads to them all. Once you're guilty of one, you're guilty of them all. So let's remember to cast away and purge the leavening of malice, which is filled with jealousies and envies. And let's be grateful and overjoyed with what God the Father and our Christ has done for us all. Let's cast all that away and bring on the love and the fruit of the Spirit, which is in the following verses. Let's remember that.